Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Former local government minister Nanae Mahuta says the government's intention to bring back binding referenda for Māori wards is a backward step. She says the aim of local government should be to give people a say in what's happening in their community. In many parts of Aotearoa, such as the Far North, Bay of Plenty and other pockets around the country, Māori make up a majority of the population but have not been represented in a way that reflect their contribution to community wellbeing, regional growth and economic development.
I don't think it will be a true reflection of what people want to see at a community level now that we have had Māori wards established. Those Māori voices around the council decision-making table are making a huge and positive contribution to the lives of their community.
Nanae Mahuta says because local government representation was traditionally based on holding land, rural areas have often been given a disproportionate say, whereas Māori who lost their land to raupatu and other forms of confiscation were disenfranchised. Mā Tātua ki Rotorua Marae has been reopened after a major refit. It's one of 10 marae in the Ruatahuna cluster associated with Ngāi Tūhoe, which received $4.9 million in grant funding from the Provincial Growth Fund for renovations. Regional Economic Development Minister Shane Jones, who was at Saturday's opening, which also marked the end of the cluster project, says it provided much-needed jobs and regional economic stimulus. He says the marae, which is on land near the city centre, gifted by Ngāti Whakaue of Te Arawa for the descendants of Tūhoe during the early 1900s, has served as a vital gathering place for generations. In total, 349 marae across the country were renovated through the Marae Renovation Programme, a $96.6 million fund allocated from the PGF. Mr Jones says it was a critical lifeline for marae and their communities during the economic downturn created by the COVID-19 pandemic, injecting millions into regional economies through wages and spending on building materials and services, and creating a total of 3,556 jobs. The Warriors have found their form both on and off the field. In Sydney on Saturday, the Auckland-based team trounced the South Sydney Rabbitohs 34-4 in what was centre Roger Tuivasa-Sheck's 200th NRL cap. Former commentator Ken Laban says support for the club from crowds on both sides of the ditch has bloomed since it has recovered from the challenge of COVID-19 conditions when players were stuck in Australia.
There's no surprise to many people who love rugby league and have watched the role that the Warriors have played in preserving the integrity and reputation of the competition. And the fact that they've been able to maintain extremely high standards on the field and the crowds and the hype speak for itself.
Ken Laban. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!